Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to BS at the Track. That's Blythe Speedway at the Track, where we're going to be talking about Blythe Speedway. Just want to thank everyone for joining us. We'll try to keep you up to date on Blythe Speedway. New intro music that's dedicated to Gary Wyatt, because he can't drive 55 in his 7.3 pickup truck. Smoke break for Matt. So thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking about Blythe Speedway in a short period of time. Thanks to the people who came out on the 22nd, volunteers. We're going to be taking information as we go also. We'll probably put out another flyer out there. Thanks to all you guys that showed up and contacted us and talked to us. So we will be putting out information for you guys real soon. Obviously, there's a lot of positions that we're looking at that need to be filled.
Lots of positions.
Yep. So far, everyone has certain areas where they feel like they want to be more, suited for. So we're going to try to make sure you get in those positions, and we're still looking for a lot of other positions, obviously some other key positions. So please reach out, let us know. You can either email, call, text, all different ways. You can go to info@blythespeedway.com. You can text Gary at blythespeedway.com or Mike at blythespeedway.com, or give Gary a call or text him. I think you like texting better, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't matter either.
But either way,
leave a text or call. Yep.
Leave a message.
702-546-5687.
Yep. Give Gary a call and leave a message or text him at that same number.
Yep.
Go to blythespeedway.com. The schedule's on there. Of course, the rules are on there. And take a look at them. Get your cars together. Start working on them. If there's something in that rule set that you question, let us know. If there's something that can be improved on, let us know. We want to make sure it's going to be fair to everybody, but also fit what's fair to everybody.
Right.
So make sure you look at them. You're going to build a car to them. Go ahead and build a car. You're looking for frames, chassis, anything like that, let us know. We always run across certain things. I know there's...
You can text me or call me and for some of that stuff as well.
Right. We want to see you get your car together. Now's the time to do it, because that stuff comes up quick. Brush off
before you fill up on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah,
and banquet.
Yeah, because
then New Year's,
that's nap time afterwards.
That's right. Not a whole lot gets done after dinner.
No doubt. So make sure you do that. BlytheSpeedway.com if you want to check that stuff out. The tentative schedule is on there. If they do change for whatever reason, we'll keep you posted on that and that post. It's a placeholder page right now, and we're going to be updating that soon. But we don't want to get too confusing right now, because there's going to be a lot of content on the updated blythespeedway.com page. So we're going
to keep checking back.
Absolutely.
We're working forward, so No telling when we will be updating that.
Right. Yep.
But it is in the works.
Right. So. Yeah. Absolutely.
For a fast response, you can ask a question now.
Yeah. If you would like to do that, that's okay too. That is okay too. Yeah. So we've been making many trips down, doing a lot of different things. Of course, we got a lot of work to do still in a short period of time, but
lots of work.
How'd your hiring event go?
Good. There's
somebody was out smoking when we were just talking about
that. Oh, we just talked about that. And thanks for everyone who contributed, that gave us the information, came and talked to us and all that. So we're looking forward to working with you guys. We're going to make sure you get a position that you're comfortable with and you can try out. And if you don't like it, we'll find something else. There's going to be plenty to do.
Our question is what kind of cars we're going to run. If you go to blythespeedway.com, everything
is
right there.
We're going to have mini stocks.
Yep.
We're going to have factory stocks. We're going to have street stocks.
Yep.
We're going to have modifieds, and we're going to have sportsmen, which are going to be – they're like a late model, you know, obviously, sportsmen. We're going to be – rolling back the clock. We want to see things old school, like old school racing, right? And
yes.
That's something we're going to do. That's why we chose to call them sportsmen's. We're calling, you know, street stocks, factory stocks, things like that.
Yes.
We're going to have all the videos. Go to
that's why.
Blythespeedway.com.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to seeing some old faces there from the past. So, yeah, get your cars together. We're looking forward to seeing you race there. We want you there. So check them out. Mini stocks, factory stocks, street stocks, modifieds, which are typically the 602 modifieds that you see
at other local tracks. Yeah.
Close by tracks, and then sportsmen's, which are, you know, late models. And we're trying to hopefully have that sportsman division have a combination of some older perimeter cars to be able to race, you know. So take a look at those rules if you're looking at that division.
Dust off some of them older cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Get them ready. Yep. But take a look at the rules and, you know, make sure if there's any questions that we know about it sooner than later. You know, and we'll address any issues if there are any, if there's anything we should or shouldn't do. Then we need to know about it, but get them ready. Yeah, we're going to practice. There's going to be some good open practice the last couple weekends in January. We're shooting for kind of a registration day, probably, if not 2 days, but it's going to be a good day of practice. So if you're looking for track time, that's going to be a really good day for you guys to come out and test your cars out. Technical track. Speaking of that, this is kind of cool.
Yes.
We're at SEMA show today, and, you know, we had our Blythe Speedway shirts on, and a guy stopped us. He goes, "Hey, I did hear about you. Is that true, you know, the Blythe Speedway, are you guys the guys opening it back up?" And we said, "Yes." And he goes, "Man, you know, it's been a little while, but his son used to race there," and he goes, "That was their favorite track." We must have heard that multiple times from different racers, from different divisions and so on, saying that was their favorite track to race. And, you know, same thing, is they say it's not an easy track to figure out. You know, he was saying that, you know, I said, yeah, it's, you know, I like to call it a technical track. And he called it what did he say? It was I forget.
I don't remember exactly the word he used about 3 and 4.
Yeah, but it was the same thing, and they had it figured out, and they had some really good races there, and they said it was you know, one of their favorite tracks. And unfortunately, they're not going to race with us, but they were invited.
So deep in Arizona.
Well, they moved to Texas.
Oh, Texas. I'm sorry.
It was Texas.
I was thinking Phoenix, yeah. But no.
They moved to Texas. So it was interesting. Another guy stopped me. You think you kept walking? You were on the phone, but he stopped me and he asked me about Blythe, and he goes, "Yeah, there's a track." I said, "Are you familiar with it?" And he goes, "No, but I live in Phoenix, and for 9 years, he said he drove from Phoenix to San Diego. That's where his job was, and he passed Blythe all the time." So it was interesting to hear that. But anyways, that is something that was cool at the SEMA show, to just someone to stop us.
I think it's cool that, you know, in the 2 years that you guys have been putting this project together, that it's been nothing but positive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone you've been working with or dealing with or...
Yeah, we have not heard anything negative, which I'm glad. I'm sure there's something out there, but it's always been positive, like you said.
Yeah.
From the fan side, spectator side, to the racer side, you know, and anybody involved in between. On the fan side, it's been really good. The town's been through a lot of economic changes, and they've had some, like, their theater closed there. Yeah. So there's not a lot of things for people to do. There's a park. There's a lot of real nice parks there, and
right.
So on and so on. But that's they're welcoming it, saying how great it is to be able to have something come in.
But you said it's mostly agriculture.
A lot of
farming.
Very agriculture.
It's a bunch of hardworking people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can use a weekend off and have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's going to be racing or watching. It, you know, so I believe we're going to have a really good turnout. Everyone we've spoken with have said there's always been a good turnout there. So it's going to be good. You know, we've talked to a lot of different people in all different areas of that town, from businesses to the college to, city workers, things like that. So it's really good. We're looking forward to it, and we're privileged to be part of that. And matter of fact, somebody you were on the phone, but one guy was telling us, and he passed along, he goes, he said, God bless you guys for doing this. He goes, tracks are closing all around the country, and to see you guys trying to open one up is really something else. And he said, you know, he didn't even know us from anybody. He goes, thank you guys for doing that. And he, you know, just out of the blue.
We got a couple of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're racers and we hate seeing something sit there. We may not do the best job in the world, but we're going to do our damnedest to try, you know, and we can't please everybody. But, it's just...
Support.
We're compelled to do.
If you have support of the fans, support of the drivers,
right?
Then you can make next year better than this year, and then the next year after that.
All we can do is, hey, let's do it, and we'll work out the bugs as we go. You know, we're there to work with you guys.
And as you said, we're racers too, so we're going to be on the other side of the fence, and we've already been on one side of the fence, so now we're going to be on the other side of the fence.
We'll,
so it's
we'll be all over the fence. And let me tell you, we're going to have some damn good food there too.
That's
so,
right.
We're hoping to have a good time, make it, it's competition, yes, but it's going to be, it's for family also,
yes.
It's a family event, it's a competition, but it's a family event, and, you know, that's all we can do. I'll put it out there, that's going to be helping us a lot, is Anthony at Camp Out. We appreciate everything that Camp Out has been doing for us and is going to continue to do for us. Thank you. They make sure we have a lot of things we need for the track, to get to the track, for the shop. Thank you. Of course, there's a connection of Gary's longtime friend. I hear them yelling at each other like married couples. So, thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Camp Out, and his whole family there at Camp Out.
Mm-hmm.
We really do appreciate it.
And since you're on there, let's not forget about Reliable Banner.
Yeah,
gonna make
that
place look good. Yeah.
Just... You know, the next thing is another sponsor that just very good to work with is Reliable Banner. Make sure you ask for Mike. Go in there if you're looking for banner material, because you got your own plotter, or you want him to make something, he can make just about anything.
And if you're down in Blythe, you can call him, and he will mail it down there to you.
Okay.
Or ask us to take it down.
Exactly. That's a good point. We're down there so frequent that if you need something and you want to order it from Mike at Blythe, Mike at Reliable Banner, we'll bring it to you. To Blythe, yeah. if you need it. We'll hand deliver
I'll
it to
you. I'll meet you at the Sizzler.
No, I'm only kidding.
That's the payment.
I'm only kidding. No, if you need something and you order it, we'll get it down to you, and you don't even have to, Mike, don't even have to mail it. We'll get it to you.
So. Right. We'll make sure it gets to you. Yeah, so if you would look for numbers for your race car or anything, a race package or anything like that, let him know. He can let us know. You can tell him that, you know, Gary sent you or you heard it here, whichever one, and he'll take care of you. Mike's a really good guy, reliable banner. He can make race numbers. He can make stickers, whatever you need for your race program.
And by the way, you'll probably see him out at the racetrack because he loves to go watch them races.
He will be there, and he's taking care of us, so please support the businesses that support local racing. We're going to be putting up, you know, new billboard banners and stuff at Fly Speedway as they come in. Please support those businesses. They support the community, but they also support the racers of that community, and so we can't thank them guys enough as they start coming up. You know, we have some that have been there for a long time that are asking to still continue to be there, so we're going to be making sure they get their spot.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and it's just really cool. I'm just glad to be part of that there at that community.
And as Mike and I talk all the time, that community down there has their arms wide open, man. They're like, come on down, let's do this.
Right.
They're really excited.
And you know what? Same thing with the guys we work closely with there. I know their priorities sometimes are a little different than ours, but, you know, they work real well with us, you know, thanks to the fire department down there, the Colorado River Fair people down there. Thanks to them also.
All of them down there. Not just one particular.
Yeah,
everybody
involved. Yes. So, anyways, you know, I know we say that every time, but that's how sincere we are about working with everybody down there. So we're going to, we're going to do our best to make sure, you know, that we put on a good show at our races for everyone. And we hope that the racers on the back end of it feel that and continue to keep coming and bring your friends to come race with you. You know, we're going to just have a good time racing down there. We want you guys to come in and have a good time. We want you to know that you're welcome to race there. You know, and I don't know. I'm just looking forward to it. You know, I know we can't make everyone happy, but we're going to sure
give it a hell of a try.
Exactly.
Hell of a try.
So we're working our butts off physically to get that place where it needs to be. And you know, these first couple years, you know, we're going to work to make it even better. So you work with us now, you know, hey, let's get it going. Let's get some races on that track and let's get going. And then within a year or two, hopefully sooner, but we need to get open first. We need to get going first, and then we'll work on getting better things for that track.
Looking more of a reinvestment strategy instead of just
an
owner take the money and draw.
Yeah, exactly. So let's, you know, we want to, you know, obviously we want to put more and more and more back into that track. So the more we can get the involvement and get the crowd in and get the racers in, then we can put more back into that, you know, the building of that track and make it what it once was, just a very cool, unique place to race. It's going to be cool. It's going to be safe. It's going to be fun. We are going to have a tailgate section for fans that want to just barbecue and come in. They're going to have the best seats in the house. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Along the back stretch. We're going to have VIP sections for our fans on the spectator side. So you're going to be able to wine and dine your friends or sponsors or anything like that.
Your company is going to be able to take you if you know, a group.
Right.
Group of them from your company. Yep.
So it's going to be really good, really fun, really cool. But again, we're going to put it out there. We do need help, volunteers and so on, to fill in all the positions. So let us know what you feel like you want to do. We need ticketing people for the front gate. What we're talking about, the front gate, if you're not familiar, if you're just a fan or something listening, that's going to be the ticketing on the spectator side. We need concessions people to be able to deal with food and things like that. And, mm-hmm. So if that's where you want to be, that's fine. We need just people to help guide, point and directions, whatever, where to go.
We need a popcorn maker.
Yep. Hey, we need our merchandise area that have, people in there. And then also what we're calling the back gate, of course, is the pit side where the racers come in. We got credentials there that need people that have, we hopefully have a little bit of computer skills, not a lot, but we're going to be using a computer-based registration and so on. So, to be able to input racer information, registration information as racers come in through the pit area. Same thing with the, tailgate section and all that. Security, we're going to have security people.
Announcers?
Announcers, yeah. We're mm-hmm. still looking for some announcers.
Maybe another scorer to help the scorer.
Yeah, we have possibly a scorer. So thank you for stepping up. And we're going to working with them on the dates that they're going to be available, hopefully on all the dates, but we'll see. And if not, we do want a second scorer, backup scorer also. And there's probably more that we can't even think of, to Tire Barn.
We need the cleanup crew if there's an accident on if there's a problem on the track.
Absolutely. We need responders. We're going to have a respond vehicle there, and just to lay the speedy dry down, sweep up, some of that cleanup area to get it cleaned up as quick as possible. Get back to racing if there's any track oil spillage. There won't be antifreeze because that's not allowed.
No antifreeze is allowed on that track.
Water. So there's that. I'm glad you brought that up. There's cleanup.
Yep.
Things like that. And I know there's guys stepping up with the tow vehicles, things like that. But we'll solidify
and
all
another
that.
Another thing, just right off the top of my head, lineup.
Yep, lineup.
Need a lineup guy or
flag,
two.
Maybe flag people.
Maybe a flag in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Corner flag
two.
In.
Yeah. And a main flag too.
Yeah. So I know some people have stepped up wanting some of those positions, so we're just still putting it out there. So we need your, backup and stuff like that. And if you've already put in your information, be patient. We're going to be reaching out to you here shortly. We're just trying to get as many response as possible, and then we'll be getting back to everybody on kind of what we're looking at. We'll probably have a meeting out there at some point once we get some of those positions filled, of course, before our January practice dates, because we're going to use those practice dates as a practice run for our February date, because that's going to be a big day for us. It's going to be opening. It's going to be a grand opening. So, and we,
it's going to knock your socks off clear in Vegas there, Matt.
So no matter what, it's going to be a grand opening. It's going to be something else. So we want it to go as smooth as possible. I don't know. There's just all kinds of areas.
No, I have Santa for a race car, so we'll see.
Oh.
Whoa. Hey, wish on a shooting star, too.
Of course, Santa's myself, so we'll see how that goes.
Right. Hey, you never know. Same thing. And if you're looking for a race car, let us know if you're looking to be in a mini stock, street stock. I think the mini stocks might become one of our biggest divisions, but we'll see. It's always surprising. You never know what you think might happen. Sometimes doesn't. So it might turn out to be something totally different. But anyways, so up to date. That's kind of keep you up to date. We've been working on the track. If you want to come just see us, we're going to be down the next couple weekends in a row probably. You want to come talk to us. We'd love to see you come to the track. If you don't see us, give the text or call the phone number, 702-546-5687. Let us know you're there. We'll, you know, be patient, though. Wait a few minutes because we'll be on the track or in the pits or somewhere.
If you see anybody wandering around there, ask for Mike or Gary.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when you come to the track, you'll see, look for the two yellow signs. You see the Blythe Speedway sign. Go there. Sometimes the other side, the gate's open, but there's nobody on the fair side to point you in the right direction. So look over. You'll see the Blythe Speedway signs on the fence. Come over to that area. So that's where we are. So we'd love to meet you, love to talk to you, and get your information and go from there. So looking forward to it. We're going to be down, like I said, probably a couple days this weekend. Yeah. The next couple weekends we're going to be really busy, though, but don't let it stop you from coming.
Just
probably later in December, later in November, we'll be down on and off. Might be a good time to meet with us. But, that's all going to be coming together here pretty quick. Quicker than we think.
Oh, yeah.
So we want
a lot quicker.
If you want a unique experience, we want you.
That's right.
You know, if you just want to stand around, we want you. That's okay. We'll find a place for you to stand to help us out.
I think Kevin's busy.
He's busy standing.
Kevin Terrell is.
He's already busy.
Yeah, already standing
for that job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, hey. And if you can't help us at the track, that's okay. The best way you can help if you can't help at the track is put together a race car.
That's right.
If you need help putting together a race car, I can tell you the easiest way is to go find one that's already put together. Somewhat put together. And trust me, when you go look at it, they always look worse than they really are. So if it looks bad, sometimes when you dust them off and you start getting the stuff for it, it's a lot easier than building it from scratch because you run into a whole new problem sometimes than if they're already halfway built. So take a look at...
unless you spend a couple of weekends on one and it just still won't stay running and just piss you off.
Yeah, hey, sometimes that happens, you know. It just... But if you were to go out and buy one at an auction and tear it down and strip it, and that's a lot of work. It'll always turn out the way you want it
to. I did mine in a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, keep in mind that, like, we're talking about skid plates at the LVMS track, but in our rules, of course, they're mini stock. We don't have skid plates at
Blythe.
But
if you build a mini stock for Blythe, it will meet the requirements.
We don't know about that,
plate.
But we do know it will meet the requirements of a mini stock at Blythe Speedway.
That's right.
You know, and you know, we require a four. I think it's a 4-point minimum. Mm-hmm. You know, you read the rules. There's certain, you know, bars on the left and the right and things like that. Go to blythespeedway.com and check that out. You know, there's.
And mini stocks, you're doing 4-cylinder only, or?
Yeah, yes. I believe so.
Or cylinder only, but could be front wheel or rear wheel drive.
Yes, correct. Front or
if you happen to find a 4-cylinder rear wheel drive.
There's a wheelbase in there, so.
Yeah, there's different things. I don't remember it all because, you know, we looked at so many numbers and.
So the Geo Metro is not like making it?
There's a wheelbase rule in there, so I don't know what.
I believe so. I think there's just a.
I don't remember what the rule is.
Yeah.
The
96, 98, maybe.
Yeah, you can run 3 cylinders, just not more than 4 cylinders.
Yeah, sure. If you think you'll have an advantage with 3, you go ahead and run them.
Yeah, it's diversified. You know, again, if you have something like that and you're building and you're not sure, let us know. Say, hey, Ben, I'm building this because this is the only car I have, but the rules kind of
don't
what I'm doing.
The rules,
let us know.
Yeah. I talked my wife into giving her grocery getter up.
There you go.
Gas saver.
See?
Into a race car.
Oh, man, you just gave one up that could have been a...
No.
No?
No.
That's a 6-cylinder.
No, 4.
Was it 4? Oh, dang.
4.
I didn't think of that. We could have cut that thing up and...
Don't care.
All right. I would have done a lot.
How about a pickup truck?
You could. There's a
mini truck.
Mini stock pickup truck we've seen over at Willow, Willow Springs. And at Orange, we've seen.
I think there's a couple at Orange.
Yeah, I think it's got the long bed on it, so I don't think it'll be too long.
Oh, it's fine. You can run a long bed. I forget the wheelbase is, but.
Bring it over. We'll put a cage nest
on it. We'll shorten it for you.
That's right.
Yeah, I have that Toyota. I saw that Toyota truck.
You know, actually, and that brings up a good point with the roll cage. We might not be able to do it ourselves, but we can point you in the right direction. Somebody that can build roll cages for you. I know Chris Klein locally have put himself out there to build some roll cages and stuff, and I'm sure if you're in Blythe and you need something, we can haul it up here. If there's no resources locally there, we can get it to somebody that can build a cage for you. You know, let us know. That's all. We just want to make sure you're going to get the best car that fits you, and we can point you in the resources that we have, and they'll take care of you in a lot of different ways. They know, you know, building a race car, you know, takes a lot, and usually you're on a budget, so most of the people we deal with know that, but they'll work with you.
We'll find a way.
Right. We just love to see you racing out there. I know there's a couple people down there that just, every time we bring up the Speedway, they're like, oh, man, we're ready to race. We're going to race back. Man, you know. So, hey, we're looking forward to you racing. And, you know, and same thing, I don't know how to go about this, but, you know, that chassis I have, I think it's a Delta 88. It's just, you need to do a lot of work to it, but it's a stripped four-door factory stock car. If you are going to build it to race Blythe, you know.
The stripping's already done.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Sometimes that's the hardest part.
You didn't hear me. You don't hear that from me that often.
So the Chevy 602 should drop right in there, I'm guessing.
Whatever the factory stock rules say you can do, you can do with that car. Yes. I don't believe a 602 fits in that category, but I don't know.
Then hit the junkyard for the 350.
Yeah, you can still get those. There's trucks and stuff.
I used to drag race at Delta 88.
Really?
And I used to street race, and I would win.
Okay. You know, there's a...
It seems like a big, heavy grandpa car, but that thing hauls butt. When you got it tuned right.
Right. Yeah, especially in a factory stock division on that track. It's a unique track, so no one type of car I don't think is going to have an advantage over another. Yeah, it just depends on how you fix it, you know, how you set it up. I don't know. Anyways.
Late model chassis. Late model.
It's just
the chassis.
It's an old perimeter chassis, but I'm willing to let that go.
Yes.
If you're looking for just to build something, of course it needs everything.
Yeah,
but if you have a starting point. Yeah, exactly.
It's a starting point.
And you want, if you have a, I don't know, you want to turn into a street stock, I'm sure you can. Make it work.
If you got a 15-year-old kid going to be 16, put him to work on this one of them too.
Right.
You got the car. Michael's going to give them up. So, and believe me, he don't give up many race cars.
I don't.
Trust me.
We should take them down to Blythe and let them come pick it up from there, huh?
Yes.
If you're interested, let us know. Of course, there's not just those. We have people sending us information on stuff all the time. Somebody just sent me something. If you're looking for a late model like a roller, all that needs is motor, trans, you know, some other basic body, you know, stuff like that. There's really cheap chassis out there right now. You might be able to get anywhere from, I don't know, $3,000 on up for a late model, and we're hoping to get some of the older late models brushed off to race in our sportsman division. So, and we'll be massaging those rules as we hear
things. We go along, we'll massage them a little bit.
Right, and we want to make sure it's fair and to be able to be competitive for some of the older perimeter chassis to come out and race. You know, it's tough competing with a newer, like a Prolate or something like that, but hopefully we get a good mix and, you know, and get a good respect for each other so we're not tearing each other's stuff up, you know. So, anyways, cool. And same thing, you know, volunteers at the track, you know, not just during race days, but there's stuff you want to do beforehand, some labor to help us get there. Let us know also, right? We'll be out there. The next,
we'll be out there.
We'll be out there damn near every weekend till opening, but you know, it's holiday season, so there's some times we're not going to be available there, but we'll be popping in and out, so just give us a call or go, you know, send us an email or text or call Gary, 702-546-5687, 702-546-5687, so.
And cool. if you didn't catch it here, the banner that's in the middle of town has the same phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. Over by
that's
the Spartan Final.
Yep.
Look there. It's got the information you need on it, the phone number, and email. We check all the emails. So I guess that's it. Huh?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to Blythe
Speedway? Two more weeks? No. Next week.
Next week, what?
Blythe Speedway again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, next week. This one, obviously, we pushed because it was supposed to be last week, and we had technical issues with Facebook, so we pushed it to today. So we'll be talking some more next week. We'll do it again next week. If you have anything you want to ask us or question or anything, we'll get some other information, and we'll put some information out maybe when we're going to be putting something together. Maybe we'll know more as, you know, the next few days or so.
Yep.
But otherwise, we'll just BS just like we do. BS at the track. That's Blythe Speedway at the track. But I think that's it.
Yep.
So appreciate it. So we're going to do it again next week at facebook.com/BlytheSpeedway.com. Or you could just listen at BlytheSpeedway.net and just talk about Blythe. Looking forward to it.
Next week at 7 p.m.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Sounds good. And thanks for everybody that has helped us. Arlie, he's helped a ton. Arlie Daniels, thank you for stepping up and helping us get things going and getting the buildings up that we have and the storage areas, things like that. So thank you. And thanks to our families for allowing us the time to go do this kind of
stay
stuff.
Away, yeah.
Man, you know, it's time consuming. And actually, this next couple months is going to be even more time consuming. So don't divorce us.
For now.
Yeah. Win the lottery for us. So
that's
the big,
right.
The big lottery for us. And then make it easier. You'll see more of us if you do
that's
that.
Right.
So buy a lot of lottery tickets.
That's right.
All right, cool.
Okay.
We'll see you next week at Blythe Speedway at the track, BS at the track at facebook.com/BlytheSpeedway.com. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening.
While we're here, let's take the time to recognize the magic that's got us here.